with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, I tell you, those guys from New Union Brewery, for first time out of the gate, they just opened their brewery this year. These guys are spot on. If you're in the Lowell area, which is east of Grand Rapids, you got to swing by and check these guys out because for a new brewery, they've got some awesome, awesome brews, and you're going to like to just darken the door of the tap room. But Barbecue Bob, one of your buddies, had a little bit of success at the Royal.
That's right, and you met Tony at the Royal several years back when we did our show out there. So right now on the grilling line, live from Minnesota, the new royalty in America for pork is Tony Courthouse from Qtopia. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Is he talking to the right show? He said gentlemen.
So,
I guess I should clarify that a little bit. Huh?
So happy that you're doing so well on the circuit, and you just keep sticking with it, and the success is just going to keep coming at you. We'll be begging you for an autograph someday.
Well, it's kind of nice to finally get a little bit of that recognition and street cred, as I call it. I know you probably have a lot of listeners out there that are competition barbecue guys. You guys have been involved in it yourself over the years and have done a lot of shows and spots on it. But it just takes a lot of time and dedication. We've been competing for 9 years, and contest number 34, we finally hit our first grand championship this year. So we've been able to hone in our cooking techniques and recipes and profiles, and we've won 3 grand championships, a couple perfect scores this year, and we've had a great competition season. So it just takes a lot of time and dedication.
Yeah, I see you did really well at the food show down in, where were you, down south in Illinois, Mississippi?
Orange Beach, Alabama, right on the Gulf Shores down there.
Oh, no kidding. And I see you stopped to see the boys at Big Bob Gibson's.
We did, yes. We on our way back on our 22-hour windshield drive time from Alabama back to Minneapolis. We stopped in Decatur, Alabama there and had a great lunch down there.
That is the place to go. Jeff and Chris do just a great job down there, and they've been on the show, and they treat you like royalty when you're there.
The irony of it is we drove to Decatur, Alabama to visit their restaurant and eat their food. They drove to Orange Beach, Alabama that morning. They were judging the top 10 in the burger category that same day. So we probably passed each other on the road.
Yeah. Funny. That's funny.
So, Tony, 34 competitions, and you finally hone it in. Obviously, there's a lot that goes into this tweaking, but is there any one thing that if a guy was looking to just up his game for his pork, and because you're the royal grand champion for pork, which is the granddaddy of them all, if there's one or two tips you could give a listener about cooking that shoulder, what would it be?
The hard part about pork shoulder or pork butt is there's so many different muscles involved. And say, for example, just in the pork butt end of that shoulder, whole shoulder. And each of those muscles kind of finish off at different temperatures. So whether you're slicing the money muscle off the front or pulling some chunked meat out of there or horn meat, there's a lot of different textures and tenderness in there. And the key to pork or any of the other categories or any of the meats that you're cooking, whether it's for competition or backyard cooking, is you just got to hit that right tenderness. And my old adage that I like to use is in competition barbecue, there's 180 points in that score. 170 points of that is how you cook it, from a tenderness perspective. And then the rest of it is all your flavor profile. So a lot of these cooks out there are concerned about flavor profiles, sweet, savory, salty, etc. You really got to hit that tenderness in. Find out what muscles or what pieces of that shoulder or butt you're going to turn in, and just make sure you hit that right tenderness.
Are any of the guys using a boned section of meat?
Most of the guys that I know out on the competition circuit will use bone-in shoulder or bone-in pork butts. Mm-hmm. The reason for that is it just holds that meat together. If you ever get a boneless butt from the butcher or any of the big box retailers, you don't know what they've really done to the inside of that pork butt to pull that bone out. So they kind of, you know, cut the heck out of it, and it can kind of fall apart on your grates. You're almost going to need butcher's twine to kind of pull it up and tie it up into a nice, big, even mass. So that's why a lot of the guys use the bone-in shoulders. It just cooks better and holds together a lot better.
And I want to know, does Butch go with you on all these cooks?
He has actually made it out to a few of them this year. Once we upgraded to a 36-foot toy hauler with air conditioning, the English Bulldog wanted to ride along, so he's got some comforts and air conditioning that he can rest in.
Butch got his claim to fame on this show with Rob Russell about 5 years ago. And I won't reveal any more than that, but you remember that episode, I'm sure.
I do. You'll have to go back into the archives of the Grilling Guys radio show.
It's
and listen
so good.
The Wild Hog, that's all we'll
yes.
say.
Yeah, I remember that. It's something to do with a knife.
Tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking with Tony Courthouse right now from Qtopia Barbecue Supply in Minnetonka, Minnesota. And I see your lovely wife is traveling with you on a lot of these.
Yeah, same thing. Once we upgraded to the toy hauler with the king bed in the front, more than happy to come along. She didn't want to sleep in the lawn chairs or the zero gravity chairs that we have been doing for the last 8 or 9 years. So I can't blame her. So.
No,
Tony, back to the tenderness. Is that a temperature thing? And if it is, what temperature are you looking to hit that perfect tenderness?
It's more by feel. I will start to, for example, on the money muscles on the front edge of that pork butt. Once it starts to hit about 190 internal temperature, that's when I use my instant read thermometer to kind of poke in. And if that thermometer is sliding in at a nice even push without a lot of resistance, I know it's done. So you will watch the meat up until a certain temperature, and then after that it becomes feel, and that's where just the many years of cooking in the mini contests every season, just to kind of get that touch and feel dialed in. The other critical thing is, for example, I will put my pork shoulders on at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I want those off my pit about 10 or 10:30 in the morning, and those will actually then rest in the camera or hot box, for 2 or 3 hours before we actually pull those out. So you've got to be careful on that residual heat that's in that meat and the rise of the temperature. So that tenderness is just it's a judgment call, and it just takes years of practice to get that right.
So if you folks want to look Tony up, you can look for Qtopia online. It's Qtopia. And it's Qtopia Barbecue Supply and Wholesale, I believe, is what you call your business.
Yep, Qtopia Barbecue Supply and Catering, although we don't do any of the catering anymore. We're mainly focused on the barbecue supply side of things.
Well, you've got a nice selection of product, and I know the folks in Minneapolis are really happy to have you in the neighborhood, so they have a real barbecue guy to purchase all these cool things that a lot of us in the industry love. But, the average guy in the backyard doesn't get exposed because so many grill shops, just have your basic stuff in them. So you've got a great assortment of product there, and you've just done so well. I'm having fun watching you from afar since the days when we were repping that one brand.
Yes, yep. And the invite still stands for you to come. If you're ever in the area or can make a weekend work to come and cook with us next year, you're more than welcome to come along.
I'm going to make that happen. I'm sorry it fell apart this year. But Tony, congratulations to you and your team. Thanks so much for taking a little time with us this morning, and we're going to check back in with you in a while and make sure you say hi to Butch.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
Tony's a true professional, and the fact is that he has this barbecue equipment store, and he's a great resource because if you talk to him, he's generally used every piece of equipment that's in that store at one time or another. It's kind of like going to an Ace Hardware or something, right, where you go over to Kingsland, and they got expert advice on everything in the store. Right. This guy's got the same thing going on.
Well, he and I trained in Kansas City together.
Right.
So I've watched him do all these competitions, and his game has just – he's doing elaborate things. They're buying Wagyu beef for their brisket. And, he's spending a ton of money to compete. It's not a cheap game. But, fortunately, he can do that.
Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit of turkey with you, whether it be on the grill or the smoker. You're going to want to stay with us because it's almost Thanksgiving, and we might have a tip or two to make your bird a little bit better. You listen to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.